今天的读经是在马太福音第18章21到35节，请大家先跟我一起念中文。
Scripture reading today is in the book of Matthew. We're going to read from chapter 18, verse 21 to 35.
马太福音十八章二十一节，那时彼得和人来，对耶稣说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪了我。”我当了，是，耶稣说：“我对你说，不是到7次，乃是到70次。天国好像一个王，要和他仆人算账。才后，有人带了一个欠1000万银子的来，因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐把他和他妻子儿女。”并一切都卖了偿还，他们就俯伏拜他说：“主啊，宽容我将来，我都要还清清清。”那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。那仆人出来，遇见他的一个同伴办名字，就揪着他，掐住他的喉咙说：“你把所欠的还我。”他的同伴就俯伏央求他说：“宽容我吧，将来我必还清。”他不肯，进去把他下载，等他还了所欠的债，办他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把都告诉了主人。于是主人叫了他来，他说：“你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。”你的同伴，我主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠，若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样了。
We're going to be reading from the Gospel according to Matthew 18, verse 21. Verse 21. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many will hate my brother when he sins against me? Up to 7 times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts. Thus he began to settle a man who owed him 10,000 talents.
Reverend Philip Jerome 来给我们讲道。
We're pleased to have Reverend Philip Jerome to preach today.
谢神带领他今天过来。
Thank God for bringing him in today.
Reverend Philip Jerome 曾经讲到几个礼拜之前。
Several weeks ago, Reverend Jerome had been here preaching to us.
Reverend Philip Jerome 曾经是一个senior pastor 在过去的22年里面。
He was a pastor for the last 22 years at various churches.
我们上次也已经有介绍他。
We introduced him to the congregation.
今天Philip Jerome 牧师的正道的牧师。
Today's title, Reverend Jerome, the face of forgiveness.
让我们准备心，一同领受。
Let us prepare our heart to receive this message.
Good morning.
It's on.
It's always a joy to come here and to share my heart with your heart, and I trust that you'll open your heart to the Lord this morning.
我总是感到非常高兴，每一次来到你们中间，跟各位分享我的心与你的心。我希望你们今天也把你的心敞开，来聆听神的话语。
Does it always take more words in Chinese?
Sometimes.
It's going to be a long day, bro.
They can push me out.
I want to talk about something. This thing includes everybody in this room. In our life, where we have all been offended, also been times where we're an offender.
我要讲的，我想跟我们在座每我们在我们的生活有时候会觉得。有的时候我们甚至也是冒犯别人。
I know there's been times when people have offended me, and I really believe that it was unintentional.
我知道有人曾经冒犯过我，但我知道这不是故意的。
I really believe that they didn't think about how they go. It's just sometimes it's something that we say or we don't say, something we do.Or we don't do, and we really didn't mean it.
我知道很多时候我们其实原意不是要冒犯人，但是有的时候不是我们故意的，不是我们说的，或者是我们没有说的，但是就是这样子。
When that happens, I don't know about you, but even though it was unintentional, it's still feeling, and many times I feel let down.
我不知道你们。个人觉得怎么样？但是我知道，即使我们明明知道有人冒犯我们不是故意的，但是我还是觉得。
I also know that there's other times James has taken careful aim, and they knew what they were going to do and say. It was intentional, and they pulled the trigger.
我也知道，有的时候有的人是故意的，就像有人枪对准了。
It would happen. It's more than just feeling disappointed and let down, but it really hurts. It's an intentional wound, and many times it goes deep. In both instances, whether intentional or unintentional, they both have one thing in common.
但是不管是故意的或者是不故意的，我们知道，这种伤害都有一个痛的。
It affects the one thing that all relationships are built on.
就是这个影响到所有，人跟人中间关系的基础。
It affects trust.
跟的互信
Without trust, there is no relationship.
如果没有互相的信赖，那么就很难有关系。
Notice through the years is that there seems to be a picture in the minds of many that confuse forgiveness.
我知道根据我个人经验，很多时候在信赖跟
fuzzy picture between forgiveness and trust.
信赖跟原谅中间边的轮廓。
just like it was fuzzy there between the
Very.
Yeah, very. Some people never forgive. Because forgiveness to mean trust. Forgiveness are not the same. Do you know why? Trust is something that can only be earned, and forgiveness is given. Trust is earned repeatedly over time of doing the right things and saying the right things in building the trust between two.
因为信赖是靠着做对的事情，做持续不断的做对的事情，啊，但是啊，原谅却不是如此。
Forgiveness has always been meant to be free.
因为原谅是应该是白白的给。
It without a price tag.
没有价格的。
Jesus one day gathered all of his disciples together.
有一天，耶稣把他的门徒聚在一起。
He wanted to talk to them about what happens when somebody sins again, offends you.
他要跟他们谈，如果有人冒犯了你，得罪你，那你要怎么办
？His words that day to the how to restore a brother who has offended you.
啊，他那个时候所要讲的就是如何再重新重新当年的弟兄得罪你的时候
，Jesus says you go brother one on one and point out his fault。
那就是他说你趁他只有他和你在一处的时候，你指出他的错。
If he listens to you, you've won your brother over。
他说听你，你便得着了你的弟兄。
If he doesn't listen, one with you and let them hear yours。
可是他如果不听，你就另外带一两个人同去。要凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都可定准。
Let them hear the facts. Let them be witnesses.
让他们听到事实啊，句句都可以定准。
If he chooses not to listen,
可是如果他还是不听呢
？Take it before the church.
教会。
And if he doesn't listen to the church,
那如果他不
treat him like an unbeliever.
就看他像个外邦人一样。
Or a tax collector.
或者税吏。
Sometimes the church says that means we get to kick him out.
那有的时候，这个教会就说，啊，那我们就可以把他踢出去了。
That's not what it means.
其实不是这样的。
Jesus taught us that he came to seek and to save the lost.
因为耶稣告诉我们说，他来是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
And to as an unbeliever or a tax collector is to treat them as if they were lost.
那你把他们当作外邦人，或者是当作是世上的人。
To love them.
要爱他们。
It's not a license.
没有任何的权利或者执照可以把他们丢到外面去。
It was this conversation that Jesus had with his disciples that brings us to the scripture we read this morning.
那就是我们今天早上读的经文，就是刚。
Look at Matthew 18, verse 21.
如果我们看马太福音第十八章从二十一节开始。
That conversation sparked a question within Peter.
那就是啊，耶稣跟彼得中间的论。
Peter said, Lord, if we're supposed to forgive people, well, how many times could my brother really sin against me and I'm supposed to forgive him?
彼得问耶稣说，主啊，我弟兄如果得罪我，到底我应该饶恕他几次呢？
Peter says, do I forgive him seven times?
彼得说，我饶恕是可以吗？
And that would seem very generous to Peter.
因为对彼得来讲，这应该算是非常宽宏大量的。
to forgive seven times for the same for the same for the same for the same, for the same good 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 good
一个人七次啊不断被同一个啊冒犯能够原谅他七次这是非常宽宏大量。
Jesus says to Peter, "No, not seven times, Peter, seven."
那耶稣说不是七次，是要七乘以七十次。
Jesus wasn't testing his multiplication.
啊，耶稣并不是要看彼得算数的能力怎么样子。
Jesus was trying to make a point.
耶稣只是要啊 ，trying to make a point.
Good job. I'm glad that they're done.
You can see Peter's view of forgiveness in the question that he asked Jesus.
你可以看到，对于原谅这件事情的观点。
Forgiveness includes limits and boundaries.
原谅、赦罪、赦免、赦是有界限。
This one was a numerical boundary. How many times?
这是彼得这一次所讲的是一个数字上的赦限。
I think we too also put limits and boundaries on forgiveness.
我相也是在原谅这件事情上设了界限。
Let me give you some examples.
我也许可以跟你分享。
Sometimes we step back, and I may say to myself, "Did he really mean it?"
有的时候我们，然后看着对方说，他有意吗？
I could also put the limitation of, well, I will for them, but make it right.
我们会说，当然我会原谅，只有在他们做对的时候，后他。
Or when I decide that just maybe I've made them pay enough.
或者是等我让他们。Pay enough.
There you go. Just say it. It feels good. English is okay.
Right. 当付足够的价钱以后，我才原谅他们。足够的代价。
You done?
Yeah. Sorry.
That's right. I also know there's other times when we say to ourselves that they'll just end up doing it again.
但是后，我们心里面说。Well, 这个人还是会继续犯错。
So we decide not to forgive.
所以为什么要原谅他呢？
But yet Jesus' response to Peter shows you of forgiveness.
但是耶稣的回答告诉了我们天父对的观点。
Because the truth is that the spirit of forgiveness knows no boundaries.
因为真理告诉我们，我们是没有界限。
But Jesus says,
我们看接下来的一段经文。
He's going to begin to tell us the story, understand what he just said.
因为他要告诉彼得一个故事，一个比喻的故事。
He says, for this reason, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who accounts with his slaves.
所以第二十三节我们看到，耶稣说，天国好像一个王要和他的仆人算账。
When he began to settle accounts, one who owed 10,000 talents was brought before him.
才算的时候，有人带了一个欠1,000,000银子的来。
Way to pay him back, his master commanded that he, his wife, his children, and everything be able to pay the debt.
因为他事务，主人吩咐把他和他妻子儿女，并一切所有的都卖了偿还。
At this, the slave fell face down before him and said, "Be patient."And I will pay you everything.
仆人就伏拜地说：“主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。”
Did you notice that the slave did not ask for the debt to be forgiven?
你有没有看到这个仆人并没有说所有的都化掉
？He asked for more time.
他只是要求更多的时间。
Then the master of that slave had release him the loan.
那仆人的主人就动了慈心，赐免了他的债。
Without boundaries means that I can forgive even if someone never asks.
说，啊，赦没有界，即使人没有要求，我们也可以赦免他。
I notice what Jesus is teaching here is that there's a.
因为我知道，啊，耶稣所教导我们就是有的时候你可以啊去面对。有时候你可以啊把一件事情解决。
And notice that the king personally confronts the slave.
你可以看到这个啊国王他自己亲身的与这个。
He didn't ask anybody else to do it. He didn't delegate the responsibility. He personally confronted him.
他没有和他的代理人来做这件事情，他自己亲身来与这个仆人。来面对说啊，他的债。
Notice the slave's request. Be patient. Give me time to pay it back.
但是这个仆人说，请你啊有耐心，给我时间，让我能够偿还我的债。
10,000 talents translates into owing millions of dollars that he'd never be able to build in 100 lifetimes.
一千万银万银万银万银，那个时候的一千万银子就像一百万，的钱，他即使在他数里面也偿还不了。
Notice the king's response.
但是你看这个国王的回答是什么
？His compassion goes beyond the request.
这个国王的啊爱心是超过了仆人的。
Need more time.
他不需要再给他，不需要给他更多的时间。
Because he releases him and forgives the debt.
因为他把他释放，并且免了他的债。
Jesus goes on in the story.
所以耶稣继续的讲这个故事。
He just showed us what conditional forgiveness looks like.
他就是告诉我们这种无条件的这个原谅是什么样子。
But now he shows us what this additional forgiveness looks like.
接下来他就要告诉我们这种有条件的原谅是什么。
Look at the next verse.
我们如果看接下来的经文。
But that slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii.
结果那个仆人出来遇见他的同伴欠他十两银子。
He grabbed him, started choking him, and said, "Pay what you owe."
便揪着他，掐住他的喉咙说。你把所欠的还我。
At this, his fellow slave fell face down, began begging him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back."
他的同伴，央说：“宽容我吧，将来我来。”听起来很熟悉呢。
He wasn't willing.
他的愿意。原谅他。
On the con, threw him into prison until he could pay back what he owed.
相反的，这个人他不肯进去，把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。
The amount owed was payable.
其实他的同伴所欠他的是可以。
Hundreds of wages.
他差不多就是一百天的工资。
But he refused.
但是他不愿意。
Unwilling to forgive,
他不愿意原谅他。
And he throws him into prison.
他把他丢在监，下在监里。
When the other slaves saw what had taken place,
当其他的奴仆人同伴看到见他所做的事情
，they were deeply distressed and went everything that happened.
他们就甚忧愁。去把这件事情都告诉了主人。
After he saw him, he said to him, "You wicked slave."
结果这个主人就叫了他来，对他说：“你这恶奴仆。
”I forgave you all that debt because you begged me.
恳求我，我就把你所欠的都免。
Shouldn't you also have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?
难道你不应当怜恤你的同伴，像我怜恤你吗？
And his master got angry and handed him to the jailers.
那就大怒。
A thing that was owed.
把他交给掌刑的，等他在。
You think he ever got out of jail?
你想，他可以啊、出监吗
？Jail.
So also do to you if he does not forgive his brother from his heart.
所以耶稣说，你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们。
Jesus reminds us that there are always people.
耶稣提醒我们，我们经常都有人在看着我。
Here was a guy that had forgiven so much, but didn't want to forgive even a little.
有一个人，他啊被饶恕这么多次，但是他不愿饶恕任何人。
Doesn't that say something about our human nature?
但像不像我们的这个人的个性呢？
It's easier to get than it is to give.
是不是我们总觉得得的比给还要容易？
These people that were really grieved to part what they saw.
这些人看了这个恶奴仆，他们就啊、他们就非常忧愁。
And so what did they do? They went immediately to the king.
所以他们怎么办呢？他们就马上去告诉这个国王。
They didn't make it a matter of conversation with a bunch of other people.
他们不是啊。把它当作话题来跟亲戚来交谈。
Didn't walk around gossiping about it.
到处去传话。
But they went to the one who could do something about it.
他们直接跌国王那里，因为国王可以做他所应该做的事。
If you always go to the one that can do something about it, it's not gossip.
如果你去找的是那个能够啊，办事的能够解决事情的人，那么这个就不是啊 ，gossip。
So the king calls this wicked slave in, and he gives him the same judgment given on this other slave that owed him just a little bit.
所以这个国王就把这个仆人叫进来，他就把他这个仆人所给他的同伴的同样的刑罚给了这个仆人。
And here's the real lesson that Jesus teaches us about unforgiveness.
所以，就很清楚地告诉我们，这个啊，不能赦免人的一个功课。
Our unforgiveness doesn't hurt the one that needs to be forgiven more than it hurts us.
因为我们如果不能赦免别人，其实我们并不会伤害到对方，而是伤害到我们自己。
Unforgiveness becomes our own prison of pain.
我们如果不能原谅，不能饶恕，我们就变成像在监狱里面，在这个啊痛苦的一个监狱里面。
And I know this is true.
And 我知道这是真的。
Because of my life.
我自己的生命里面这样子的亲身经历。
To 1968.
我要啊。带你回到1968年的时候。
My mom and dad decided to try out into the country.
我的父母亲决定从底特搬到郊外的地方。
My dad took a new job.
因为父亲有了一个新的工作。
Worked for the railroad.
他在铁路公司做事。
Laying track with a hammer and the spikes.
他用斧头来啊架这个啊铁路轨道。
I was just a young boy.
我那个时候只是一个小孩子。
And I remember my dad's arms being.
记得我父亲的手背有这么粗。
How big was that?
That was big. As big as yours.
Okay.
And I really, 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 really.
我有很多的敬意。
I looked up.
我对他啊、非常尊敬。
I was his shadow.
我就是像他的影子一样，一天到晚跟着他的影，在他的影子里面。
Where he went.
他到哪里，就在他的影子里面。
To this day, my mom says I walk like walk.
到今天，我母亲还说我走路的样子就像我父亲走路的样子。
My dad went to sit down, automatically scoot over because he knew I'd be sitting right next to him.
哦，父亲坐下来之后，他坐下来的时候，他就坐到一边，因为他知道我会坐到他身边。
In 1973, my dad took up again.
所以1970, 父亲开始慢跑。
I was
十岁。
Started jogging with him.
So 十岁我也跟着他慢跑。
Thinking.
我那个时候在想什么
？We even ran in the winter time.
我甚至冬天的时候我们跑。
I would run in snowmobile boots.
我就啊、冬天的时候我就穿着这个雪鞋跟着他跑。
We were running 6 miles a day.
我们一天要跑六里路。
My cousin lived next door.
我的啊、堂兄弟弟。
We were best friends.
我们是最好的朋友。
Played together all the time.
我们经常玩在一块儿。
December
23rd, 2020. 12月23号
1974.
1974. 我11岁。
I was next door playing with my cousin.
我就是跟我的这个堂兄弟在隔壁在玩耍。
My dad called me on the phone.
我亲。
Wanted to know if I was ready to go running.
啊，我父亲要问我说，我是不是要跟他一起跑步。
I said, no, not tonight, Dad. Maybe tomorrow.
我说啊，今天晚上我不要，也许明天吧。
He said, okay.
他说。然后他就挂上电话。
In my cousin's living room was a room.
啊，在我这个堂兄弟的啊房的有一个大的这个啊窗户。
Shortly, the window flashing lights.
啊，不久之后，我看到啊，我从这个窗户看出去，看到这个啊，救护车的闪灯。
When my dad would run, I'd always be the one to watch for cars.
因为我父亲如果在跑的时候，啊，我就是我经常是看有没有车子。
I had a sick feeling come over my heart when I saw blue light.
到那些警告灯的时候，我心里面有一个非常难过的一种感觉。
I threw on jacket and my boots and began to run across the field towards the light.
我马上穿上大衣，穿上雪鞋，我就赶快跑到那个啊出事的当地的地方。
You could have only been God.
我想，只有可能是神的旨意。
It's the need to turn around and go home.
我那个时候觉得说，我得赶回家。
When I got home, my mom was on the phone.
啊，当我回家的时候，我母亲正在打电话。
Reports that a tractor had overturned.
我们听说有一个啊，这个机器，这个啊，就倒啊翻过去了。
But it wasn't much. It pulled up in the driveway.
啊，但是不久之后，一个警车就到我们的这个车道。
Came to the door to talk to my mom.
那这个警察就到我们家门口来与我母亲交谈。
I heard her husband.
听到啊，他跟我母亲说。她的丈夫已经
had come across crossroad and hit him, throwing him 90 feet into the field.
因为有一个啊醉酒驾车的人撞了他，把他抛出90尺外。
For years.
有许多年的时间，我一直觉得这是我的错。
Because I wasn't there to watch the cars.
因为当时来啊看有没有车子。
The truth is, we probably both would have been killed.
但是事实上，也许如果当时我跟他一起跑的话，也许我们俩都会被撞死。
I spent Christmas Day in the funeral home.
所以圣诞节的时候，圣诞节那天我整天就在这个丧殡仪馆过去度过。
I'll never forget the courtroom and seeing this man for the first time when the trial came.
我永远忘不了当我第一次是醉酒驾车的人。
At 11 years of age,
那个时候我11岁，在法庭上第一次看到他。
The anger and the hate I had in my heart.
我心里面的愤怒跟仇恨。
This man killed my father and my best friend.
因为他杀死了我的父亲，而且是我最好的朋友。
He was sentenced to 4 years for manslaughter.
他被判了四年的徒刑。
And I became more angry.
但是那个时候，我觉得我更生气。
When I became a teenager,
当我变成是一个十几岁的青少年的时候
，and could drive,
那个时候我可以开车了。
I found a big stick.
我去找一根很大的木棒
，and carved it.
那我这个木棒我把它雕刻了
，kept it in the trunk of the car.
放在这个车子的后面的车厢里面。
I promised that if I ever came across that man, I would use it on him.
我那个时候告诉自己，如果我哪一天碰到这个醉酒驾车的人，我一定要用这个棒子。
Upon graduating from high school,
当我从高中毕业的时候
，I went into the United States Marine Corps.
我到这个我去从军了，变成海军陆战队的军人。
While I was in the Marine Corps, I married my wife.
当我在陆战队的时候，我跟我太太现在的太太结婚。
We missed each other too much and couldn't be separated.
我们真的是很难分开，我们没办法分开。
Is that good?
I said couldn't be separated twice.
That's good.
After my 4 years, I tried to stay out in California to become a police officer.
我从军四年以后，我在加州，因为我想要做警察。
Knew all of the answers on the test.
我知道所有这种考试的问题的答案我都知道。
Couldn't pass one for the life of me.
但是就是考不过。
Couldn't get an interview.
但是我就是没有办法能够有一个面谈的机会。
God had other plans.
因为神有另外的计划。
We were forced to move back to Michigan.
我们就被迫搬回到密西根。
I was hired as a deputy sheriff.
我就被受聘成为是一个副警长。
Was in the process of planting a church.
那个时候我正打算要职堂，要建立一个教会。
After 3 years on the sheriff's department, I put in my resignation.
所以我在警长的办公室做了三年，我就提出辞呈。
So I could give the church more time.
所以这样子我就可以花多一点时间在教会上面。
I had 2 weeks left.
那个时候我还有两个礼拜，我辞职离我离职的时间还有两个礼拜。
Went to work one morning only to be met at the door by the sheriff.
有一天早上我到警署去，结果碰到警长。
He says, you cannot go upstairs today where the prisoners are.
我说你今天不能去，不能到楼上，因为平常楼上就是放这些这个下监的人地方。
That was a lot of words.
Yeah.
When I asked him why, he said, because the man that had killed your father was arrested last night for drunk driving.
因为他说那个撞死你父亲的那个人昨天晚上又是因为酒后驾车被抓下。
For years, I had tucked that back in my mind and put it down in my heart, hoping that I had dealt with it.
尤其经过这么多年的时间，我把这件事情埋在我的心里面的深处，我以为我已经把这件事情处理掉了。
But I didn't because all those feelings came back and were alive.
但是其实我没有，因为这些愤怒、这个仇恨又回来了。
That night I talked about it and prayed with my wife.
那天晚上我就跟我的太太谈论这件事情，我们一起祷告。
God knew that that unforgiveness in my heart would hurt my ministry.
神知道这个不能饶恕的这个心态对我的教会的事工会有很大的影响。
I looked at this as a God-given appointment.
我想我那个时候我就把这件事情看成是神给我的一个功课。
Went back to work the next day, and I promised the sheriff that if he had let me do my job, I wouldn't do anything stupid.
那我隔天我回到警署上班，我告诉警长说，如果他让我做我该做的事情，我不会做任何愚蠢的事情。
They were short-handed and needed the help.
结果那天他们实在是需要有人帮忙。
I did everything I promised I wouldn't do.
我做所有我说我不愿意做的一切事情。
I found myself upstairs where the inmates were held, putting the key in the door and unlocking it.
我发现我自己带着钥匙到楼上这个牢房，把这个牢房的门打开了。
I called him out by name and took him down to the office.
我把他叫出来，我叫着他的名字，把他叫出来。把他带到我的办公室。
I closed the door.
我把门关起来。
Had him sit down.
我告诉他坐下来。
I asked him if he knew who I was.
我问他说，你知不知道我是谁？
He said no.
他说他不知道。
I pointed to my name tag.
我用手指着我自己的这个名牌。
When he saw my last name.
当他看到我的姓。
He put his head in his hands and began to cry.
他把他的手头埋在他的手里面，开始哭泣。
I began to tell him how much he had messed up my family's life.
我开始告诉他说，他把我们，他如何把我们的整个家庭的生活弄得一塌糊涂。
How he had hurt my mom and my brothers.
他如何伤害了我的母亲跟我的兄弟。
How we were left without a father.
他如何使我们过了这许多年来没有父亲的生活。
My wife would never know her father-in-law.
我的太太从来没有遇见过她的公公。
My kids would never know their grandfather.
我的小孩子从来没有遇见过他们的祖父。
I'd never be able to pick the phone up again and ask for advice.
我从来不能够再打电话给我的父亲请他知道我任何事情。
He just wept and wept and wept.
他听着就一直流泪。
I told him that I had something to say.
结果我就告诉他我有一些话要跟他讲。
I could only say it by the strength of Jesus Christ that lived in my heart.
但是我能够这样讲只是因为耶稣基督赐给我力量。
I looked at him and I said, I forgive you.
我就看着他我跟他讲说我原谅你。
He was crying so hard at that point I could have mopped him up and put him in a bucket.
他流了许多的泪我可以几乎就是愿意把拖把把他周围这样拖起来把他放在那个水桶里面把他所流的泪全部装在水桶里面。
I stood up and got ready to take him back to his cell.
当我站起来要把他带回他的牢房的时候
The Lord spoke once again to my heart.
耶稣神又对我讲一句话。
I started to tell him how much I have hated him.And how angry I had been with him for all these years.
我告诉他说，这么多年来，我有心里面对他有多少的愤怒跟仇恨。
And I looked at him and I asked him if he had forgiven me for the hatred that was in my heart.
然后我求他的原谅。
At this point, I could barely get him back to his cell. He was crying so hard.
啊，因为他这个哭得不成人形，所以我甚至不能够，我觉得要带他回他的牢房也很困难。
Mop and bucket.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was. 没有办法。
I left the sheriff's department and had been gone for some time and was working with the church, sitting in my living room one afternoon.
所以，当然，后来我就离职了，离开这个警署，我继续教会的事工。有一天，我在教会的办公室。
Once again, I felt the Lord speaking to me, saying, "I want you to go find him."
我突然间觉得神告诉我说。我要你去找这个人。
I called up one of the men in the church and asked if he'd go with me, and he said yes.
所以我就打电话给教会里面一个会友，问他愿不愿意跟我一起去找。
We went to his house, but he wasn't home.
我们去他的家，但是他不在家。
It was just a small little shack.
就是一个很小的简陋的房子。
I thought we were okay, and we just go home. I did my part, but God said, "Go to the bar."
我觉得也许我了结了我的事情，但是神告诉我说，到酒吧去吧。
There are two bars in town.
因为在那个城里面有两个酒吧。
Right next to each other.
这两个酒吧就是right next to each other.
And there was an alley behind the two bars.
然后这两个酒吧中间有一条小巷子。
Dave that I took with me was a biker.
我的这个会友。Dave 是一个骑脚踏车的人。
He became a Christian, tattoos, earrings, long hair, biker.
他这个身上刺青，戴耳环，长头发，但是他变成一个基督徒。
He had a lot of bling bling.
He had a lot of bling bling. Right.
I asked Dave if he'd go into the bar because being a church planner in the hometown and everybody knowing me, I didn't think it was the best place for people to see me.
我有点，我不太想进去那个酒吧，因为我是牧师，那所以我觉得牧师进入这个酒吧可能不太好。
He went in the first bar and came out because the man wasn't there.
他进去第一家酒吧，这个人不在。
He went in the second bar and was in there for a little while and then came out and told me that he had just gotten there and had not started drinking yet.
那他进去第二间酒吧，过了一会儿，他出来说。他看到这个人了，但是这个人才刚刚进去，还没有开始喝酒。
He agreed to come out and meet me in the alley.
他同意说要到外面巷子里来跟我会面。
He came out and we began to talk and I began to share Jesus with him.
他到外面来，我们开始交谈，我开始告诉他耶稣的事情。
I got my Bible out of the car and we looked at scripture together.
我就到车子里面把圣经拿出来，我们一起读圣经。
And that late afternoon, he gave his heart to Jesus.
所以那一天下午，他就向神委身了。
He became a Christian.
他变成是一个基督徒。
I asked if he wanted to ride home, and he said no. He'd like to walk.
我问他说，他要不要我开车送他回去？他说不了，我要自己走路。
I didn't see him for some time.
过了一段时间，我没有看到他。
One evening, there was a knock at the door.
有一天晚上。我听到有人敲门。
I answered the door. He had come to my home.
我打开门，就是这个人。
He said, "I wanted you to know that I have not been drinking."
我要告诉你，他说我已经有很长一段时间没有喝酒了。
He said he enrolled himself in AA.
他把他自己他在参加了一个这个解除醉酒的这种训练班。
His eyes were white and sparkling.
他的眼睛张得很大，而且眼睛充满了光芒。
I invited him to church, but he said he wasn't ready.
我邀请他到教会来，但是他说他还没有完全，他还没有预备好。
He told me that he bought the Bible on tape and had been listening to it.
他说他已经买了这个这个录音带就是圣经的录音带。
He gave me some money to take to church and to put in the offering plate for him.
他一直在听这个圣经的录音带，然后他给我一些钱让我带到教会当做他的奉献。
More time went by and we hadn't seen each other.
时间继续的过去，那我也再过一段时间也没有看到他。
One evening there was another knock at the door.
有一天晚上又有人敲门了。
And it was him.
就是他。
And he said, I still want you to know I haven't been drinking.
我还是要告诉你我还是没有很久没有喝酒了。
His eyes sparkling white.
他的眼睛发出了光芒。
Said, I'm still listening to the Bible on tape.
我还是在听这个圣经的录音带。
Would you put this money in the offering?
你可不可以把这个钱放在奉献箱里面？
Said, no, why don't you come and do it?
我说你为什么不来？你自己放在奉献箱里面。
He said, I'm not ready yet.
他说我还没有预备好。
More time went by.
更多的时间过去了。
I got a phone call.
有一天我收到一通电话。
It was his daughter.
是他的女儿。
His daughter and I graduated from high school together.
他女儿跟我是同一间高中毕业的。
She told me that last night her dad died of a massive heart attack.
他说他父亲前一天晚上心脏病发作死掉了。
And for the first time I had this incredible thought.
所以那个时候我毕生第一次有一个非常奇妙的一个想法。
Only in heaven could my dad and the man that killed him, they're going to reside together forever and ever.
我知道只有在天堂，我父亲跟那个杀死他的人能够永远的在一起。
Because of the forgiveness and the blood of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣的赦罪的宝血。这完全只是因为耶稣赦罪的宝血，所以他们可以在天堂里面一块。
What would have happened if I would have never been able to forgive him?
如果我从来没有饶恕他，没有原谅他的话，你想这个结果是什么样子呢？
Don't ever underestimate the power of God's forgiveness in your life.
所以不要低估，绝对不要低估。神给我们这个饶恕的这种力量。
And I ask you,
我要求你们。
Is there a face that's come to your mind or a name?
你心里面想想看有没有一个面孔或者一个名字。
Where there's unforgiveness.
你觉得你不可饶恕的。
And resentment.
或者你有怀恨在心的
，in anger，
或者你有愤怒的
，maybe even hatred，
甚至仇恨。
I don't know if you do this here or not。
我不知道贵教会是不是有这种习惯。
But when we sing, I'm going to give you an opportunity。
当我们唱歌的时候，唱诗的时候，我要给你一个机会。
If there's something in your heart you need to take care of today,
如果你心里面有什么事情，你觉得你今天必须面对的，
I'm going to invite you to come and stand in the front.
我要你到面前来。
And we're going to pray.
喵。
That God will give you all that He wants to give you to release people.But more importantly, to release you from your own prison.
神要给你一切你所需要的，来让你能够赦免。更重要的是，神要让你从你这个自己所筑的这个牢房走出来。